Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:50 on Total Information AM on KMOX. Last week, we talked about quiet quitting in the workforce, where employees refuse to go the extra mile at work, limiting their work outside of business hours. But Carol, quiet quitting isn't just limited to employees.
No, Tom. Now we hear that college students are focusing on their mental health instead and are embracing quiet quitting as well on campus. It's in a new Intelligent.com survey. It shows a third of college students engage in quiet quitting, prioritizing a work-life balance over schoolwork. Joining us, Stacy Haller, a career expert at Resume Builder. Stacy, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. Happy to be here with you.
The survey of 1,000 18 to 24-year-olds, we understand, show that their own personal mental health ranked high in their list of priorities. What does this look like on the ground, on campus?
It's looking pretty similar, but I do think that the landscape is changing. You know, we're talking to college students who have either been the last year or two functioning during the pandemic, or entry-level college students not knowing what to look at. So it is a changing environment, and I think a lot of the results we're seeing has to do with the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how employers handle this in a tight job market, Stacy. 60% of respondents agreed with the statement, "Seize to get degrees." That's a new attitude.
You know, in some ways it is, in some ways it isn't. I think a lot of what we're looking now, just because we're taking surveys and looking at students, I think there's always been a cohort of students who kind of got through school. I think we all knew them when we were in school. But I do agree that employers are looking differently at the cohorts coming out of college. And we could see even an entry level folks looking for positions now, they are demanding more benefits for mental health, and companies are starting to pay attention, like Google or Airbnb, that are giving folks more mental health benefits and helping them adjust to the stresses of life and work.
Another thing that the survey showed is that nearly two-thirds agreed that they put less effort into their online classes than in-person courses. You mentioned the pandemic. I imagine that college students, most of whom came home during the pandemic, were watching their parents complain about Zoom meetings, and this affected them.
Exactly. And I see that. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly true. Their parents have been dealing with work-life balance and making changes in the workforce. So why shouldn't their kids who are watching them pay more attention to their own mental health, focus on their own as well? And yes. And we see that in college graduates demanding that in the new jobs they're looking for when they enter the job market. So they are no different than their parents, and I agree. Being at home, the focus was on everyone's mental health.
Okay, so perhaps they're coasting along here. How do you reengage with them? How do you combat quiet quitting, Stacy?
You know, it was interesting to me to see that we did this survey in the beginning of the school year, and I do think it's going to evolve this year as students are getting back. Clearly, you could see in the survey that the ones who were not engaged were the ones who were remote, and that they do agree that in-person changes their attitude. And we all know that college is more about learning anyway, right? It's learning to be on your own. It's engaging with other students. It's starting your adult life. So I think that's going to change over the course of this year as more students do go back to on-campus activities. So it'll be interesting to see how student re-engagement happens as the life on campus is evolving.
My son told me that before he went to college, I said, should anything happen, there are campus resources for you to take advantage of. And he did. But he said that he wasn't as impressed, because at one point, Stacy, I think it was a student getting their master's in social work or therapy or counseling or whatever, that was doing some of the counseling, and that students were concerned by that. My question is, are colleges adjusting in a way that meets the needs of students who say they're quiet quitting, they're not engaged like they once were? Are colleges doing what they need to be doing to adjust?
I think just as employers, they're in the exact same position. Nobody really saw this coming, and nobody was really prepared for this. College counselors, and I have that degree as well, we were not trained on how to help students in this kind of changing environment. We were used to being on campus and being hand-in-hand with students along the way to help them. So I think it is evolving. Are they up to snuff? Not all of them, just the same way employers are still evolving to the same place. So I don't think they're really any different, and I think they are struggling as well. Everyone needs to learn new ways of functioning better in this environment.
Stacey, I'm curious if that means that how the degree is being taught, how people are getting a degree as you did, if that part of it is changing.
I don't think the educational part is changing, but the delivery part needs to adjust. So maybe when we did more in-person learning, we need to adjust to, okay, if some of it is remote, how do we still have students just engaged in that environment or bring them on campus? I do think it's evolving just as companies are responding more, educational institutions, but they're under pressure in a lot of ways these days, as we've been seeing, in terms of the cost of a college education. Many companies are now reevaluating whether or not they even need degrees or what degrees. So colleges are not in an environment by themselves. They also need to prepare their students to go out and make a living. So it is very much changing, and not everybody is doing it so great.
Yeah, there was no manual for any of this. So
none.
And it's true. There was no manual for counselors, and the same way in organizations. You know, middle management is screaming across this country because they don't know how to manage remote workers. Yeah. And so they're making them come back because they don't have the skills. And people are still learning how to engage people in different ways. And it's the same thing for colleges. It's an evolving workplace and a college campus.
No doubt. Oh, we're all learning on the fly. Stacey Howler, thank you.
You are so very welcome. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.